morning. Welcome to the Bone Paul Wiggle Show. Brad Pollock, Bob Leonard in studio today, talking to you about any legal topic. Anything you want to talk about, we're here to talk to you about it. We'll let you know what the answers are to your legal questions. If you have any legal questions you need to bounce off of us, anything you want to know, if we can't help you entirely in studio, we'll take your number. We'll talk to you off the studio during the week. We'll discuss what your legal problems are. In our legal world, in our regular day life, we're personal injury lawyers. We will help you if you've been hurt as a result of negligence of another. And when we say negligence of another, if somebody's acted outside the standard of care unreasonably or they've caused an injury to you, we will help you with recovery. You can call us at 303-795-5900 or see us at bellpaul.com or championsofthepeople.com for that particular matter. But today, as we do every Saturday morning at 7 o'clock in the morning, we come in and we have a one-hour show where we talk to you about any questions you have about anything going on in your life, any kind of legal questions you have. We'll get you in contact with the people who can answer them. If we can't answer them, if we can answer them, we will. If we, like I said, if it takes a little longer, we'll help you take care of it off the air. You can call us at 303-713-8255. We are a live show. Lines are open, so feel free to give us a call if you have something going on that you need some legal advice on. We give you some legal information. We give you legal ideas. We're a legal show. We're not a politics show. We're not any kind of show where you're going to be wanting to talk about, hey, this is how I feel about this or that, as far as trying to get into the politics of matters. We're going to talk to you about legal matters, and we're going to talk to you hopefully about your legal matters if you need help. We live in a world where there needs to be access to the law, and we at Bell and Pollock decided a number of years ago that the best way to do that was to put together a show and take your calls, see if we can help you. So you can call us once again, 303-713-8255. We're happy to answer your questions. Right now we're going to talk a little bit, we're going to discuss and get into a little bit about Halloween. You know, that's really only a month away, and about 4 weeks away. Some people might be starting or planning their decorations and what they're going to do for Halloween. We're going to talk about the different aspects and issues of Halloween and what we want to talk about. But we're going to talk about it from a legal side of view. And that's why we said we talk about legal questions. We're going to do it from a legal point of view. And we want to talk to you about what happens and what legal ramifications you have to think about. And Bob, you know, the first thing is when you're decorating property, you have to think about it a little bit because there's a lot that goes on in decorating the property.
You know, when there's a statute in Colorado called the Premises Liability Statute. When you invite people onto your property and they get hurt on your property, then the statute is the only remedy you have. And by decorating your house, and you have small children, you know, for Halloween, and it's like you're inviting small children to your house, you could have some liability, Brad. The kid gets hurt on your property, so runs across the street, steps in a hole, runs across the street, hit by a car, runs across the street, trips. You know, we need to be aware that our kids are attracted by the Halloween decorations.
We do. We have to understand that does happen. We're gonna take a little break from that, and we're going to talk to Jerry, who's called in from Canyon City, about a settlement issue. Jerry, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good, sir.
Good. What can we do for you?
Well, my dad died at the end of 12, but my stepmother went through her power of attorneys to distribute the assets. 6 months later, she came back and started suing us, her power of attorney, everybody, and his brother. Anyway, after going through the divorce and all the other mess that goes along with everything that changed, we came to an agreed judgment. The judgment was for me to pay $1,500 a month for the duration. But I had been able to, because I was on disability, and I had been paying for the last 3 years, 2.5 to 3 years, been paying $500 a month. And then after her sister's attorney contacted me and let me know, they have never bought at me paying the $500. We've had multiple conversations. I've even asked to be have payments reduced. The question I'm trying to understand is if we have had all these conversations and such, has there in effect been a constructively modified the agreement to accept what I've been paying?
Okay, first of all, I'm sorry for your loss. As far as what goes on with respect to the settlement issue and what's got to be paid, how long ago was this agreement made where you were going to pay the $1,500 a month?
August of 2015, I had paying $500, and then I started paying $1,500 as much as I could. And apparently she had died 6 months later after the agreement was made, and I didn't hear from her family's attorney, the sister's attorney, until 6 or 8 months later.
Okay, so your stepmom or your dad's wife, she did in fact die, and you were paying a lesser amount. Nobody said a word. Nobody argued with you. Nobody did anything. They took the money, and they accepted the lesser amounts.
Yes, sir.
And now they're coming at you for more money.
No, sir, they have not. I'm just trying to find out if something comes up along that. If somebody does come up and say, hey, this is not what you agreed to pay, do I have a leg to stand on to say you had the opportunity to confront me, but you never have?
Well, here's what it is. You know, we're going to have to look at the settlement agreement, but a lot of times by taking a lesser amount and accepting it and not taking any actions, they have it done an implied modification of the agreement, okay? And the question is, do they even know what the agreement is? Do they even have the settlement documents? Are they just accepting your check? How long are these payments supposed to go on?
Because of some poor legal advice, I owe $200,000.
You have a $200,000 debt?
Well, it was $205,000. Now it's $200,000.
And so that's how much you have to pay?
Uh-huh.
All right, Jerry, here's what's going to happen. We're going to talk to you. I want to see this settlement agreement. I want to be able to discuss it with you and go over it and take a look at it and see what happened here and what your payments are and who you've got to make them to, okay?
Okay.
So what I'd like to do is take your number, talk to you off the air this week, get the settlement agreement, take a look at it, see what it says, see what they talk about modifications and how the payments are supposed to be made, and where the end of this road comes, because even at $1,000 a month, that's 200 months. I mean, we're talking a long time. And, of course, if you owe it, you owe it. If it's something you're supposed to pay, you're supposed to pay. But I think we have to take a look at it to see what's happening and also protect you about what you can pay. Because if not, you're going to be in default. You're going to have judgment taken against you, and that's not going to do you any good.
All right, sir. So I appreciate that.
I'm going to have you give your number to Kevin, and we'll call you this week, okay?
Thank you, sir.
Thank you for calling the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. We're going to take a short break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk to Randy in Littleton about an uninsured claim question that he has. So, Randy, hang on with us through the break, and we'll be right back. You can call us at 303-713-8255. Lines are open right after Randy. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Brad Pollock, Bob Leonard in the studio today to answer any legal question you might have, to discuss any legal question or issue you might have. You can call us at 303-713-8255. We have lines open, so feel free to give us a call at 303-713-8255 so we can discuss what's going on. Right now, we're going to talk to Randy in Littleton about an uninsured claim. Randy, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing well. What can we do for you?
Well, first, I'd like to think I'm not a helicopter parent, but here I am. My oldest boy was involved in a car accident. You know, it was my car, but I'd given it to him. And, you know, the car's totaled, bruised his sternum. I think he's been to the doctor 3 times or something. And then, of course, it turns out the other guy's uninsured. The other guy did get a ticket, was found at fault. But now I go to open an uninsured motorist claim with our policy, and they almost make it sound like I'm a deadbeat for trying to do that. Well, he's got time off work. He's got medical bills. He's got leftover on the car, rental cars. Isn't that what uninsured motorist is for?
100%. How old is your son?
He's 27.
And he's a resident relative? Does he live at the house?
No, he lives up in Greeley.
Okay, so he has the uninsured motorist claim on his own policy or on the policy that was covering the car?
Correct, yeah. The kids all drive basically our cars. We've given them to them, but never taken them out of our name.
Well, you've done the 100% correct thing to have an uninsured motorist claim and to have uninsured motorist coverage. We preach that every week, every chance we get for people to get that kind of coverage. Your son's hurt. He has every right to that coverage, and there's absolutely no reason why they shouldn't be treating you appropriately. There's bad faith laws. They owe you a special duty as an insured and as somebody who, or your son as an insured, and they should be treating you like your royalty, not like you've done something wrong.
They're supposed to step into the shoes of the person, the at-fault party. They become them in terms of the insurance.
So I just need to lean on them a little more and not succumb to
the
agent's pressures.
And we're happy to help you with it. You know, you can decide what you want to do. We can talk off the air about some of the things they're doing or on the air and discuss what they're doing and how they're treating you and what exactly might be the appropriate action to take. The first thing is they're going to want to do normally when you do a claim, they want to do some kind of verification that the other person doesn't have insurance, and they're going to want to take a statement, a recorded statement. And when they go to take that recorded statement, I'd like you to call us. You can call either Bob or me at our offices. Tell them you were the person we talked to on the radio, and they're about to take a recorded statement, and you want to talk about it. Or I'd like to talk to your son about the recorded statement, about what he says. Insurance companies are clever, and sometimes they look for ways to avoid paying the claim. And one of the ways they look to avoid paying the claim is to put the blame on your son for causing the crash, or saying he did something wrong. They also are very tough on proving making him prove his damages. We can help him put all that together in a nice category so that he can present it.
Did your son have a medical?
Well, I think what I'm going to do is, I'm going to have him just call you guys directly. I'm familiar with Brad from years and years ago. I'll let you be the helicopter parent. I'll just turn him over to you.
I'll take over your parenting for you, buddy. There's no problem.
He's frustrated because they settled the collision claim under our collision policy, which didn't make sense to me, but now it does. But now they're leaning on him because his rental car coverage expires October 1st. Well, he doesn't have the money to replace the car, even with the collision. So he's panicking about, what do I do about the rental car? Do I start Ubering? I'm like, no, we'll take care of this.
What, they totaled his car on him?
His
car was totaled. Yeah, we've got to get him in the right situation as far as what's happening. You know, a lot of times on the car side, they get really rough and they want to yank the car, and they say, we've given you money and now you've had enough time to go pick a car. I've had them so much as say, you've got to pick a car within a weekend and go get a new car, because we're giving you, here's a couple $1,000, we paid off your loan, and it's impossible to go pick out a car and get one that's a good car and know what I'm doing in the length of time they give.
Well, that's exactly why I'm calling, because that's the situation we're in. We got the settlement check yesterday.
They give you about 3 days.
I gave it to them. And it expires on the 1st. They want it done by the 1st.
What about his MedPay coverage? Did you open a MedPay claim?
We do. We only have $5,000 in MedPay, but so far they're working on that. So I don't, you know, We haven't seen any bills from the emergency room or anything yet. I don't know if we will or if we'll go right to State Farm.
Okay, Randy, here's what I want you to do. Let's have your son call me and make have him call me any way he wants and make sure he mentions your name and we can get this taken care of for him and get him on the right track. He's going to need some help. I'll play the helicopter this time. All right, buddy?
I appreciate that, too.
We will get him on his way.
What's a good number?
303-795-5900. And does your son work during the week?
Yeah, he does.
All right, take this down. And I'm about to give my cell phone number and anybody who wants to hear it. It's 303-956-9428. Tell him to give me a call this weekend, 303-956-9428. And we'll see if we can get him going. Now I'm gonna switch you to Kevin so you can give us your son's name and I'll know he's calling and I'll be able to talk to him. All right.
Awesome. I appreciate it.
All right, Andy.
Thank you very much, sir.
Have a good day. Thank you.
You too.
We're gonna continue. You're listening to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show, Brad Pollock, Bob Leonard in the studio. You can call us at 303-713-8255. Call us about any legal topic, anything you need to discuss. We're happy to talk to you. We're going to stay right with the phones. We've got Bill from Canyon City who has a mechanic issue with his car. Bill, what's going on, man?
Yes, sir. On 9-4 of September, I went into a mechanic and asked him about my car. I asked him for a diagnosis. So he diagnosed the car, and he said, I need an engine. So the next day, we went back in, and we talked details on how much it was going to cost. We agreed to on the assessment, it says $3,775.60, which is $3,775.60, is what he told me that it would probably cost to put a new engine on it, that he had a company that he works with, that he trusted, and that they would give me a 3-year warranty for the whole engine, and he'd put it in, and that's what it would cost. Okay, so I'm in an appointment. I just dropped off the car. I left it there on that day, on the 5th. And he was going to call in, and he needed the money for the engine, so we gave him $2,000. We used a credit card. To get the deposit on that he wanted. He wanted a $2,000 deposit on this deal. So we gave him the $2,000, and he just said, I'll give you a week, and I'll call you when the engine comes in, and you come in and look at the engine, and I'll start on working on it. Well, the engine never came in. I went back in there, and he said, I've been trying to get a hold of you, and we never got any calls or anything from him, but he said he was trying to get a hold of me because he couldn't get an engine for it. So he said they wanted me to take your engine out and send it in, and they would rebuild it and then send it back, and that would work for them. Well, he said, I didn't want to have to wait that long, and I kind of figured maybe you might not want to. That's why I tried getting a hold of you. But like I said, we never got any calls or anything. My wife looked at her log, and she never got a call.
Okay.
But anyway, that started the process of a used motor. He says, I think I can get you a used one with a better warranty and low mileage and that. And he says, for the same price. Now, on the day that he gave me this estimate, he told me that he could give me a used engine if we couldn't get a new one. For $1,000 less. So now, the week after that he didn't get the new one, he tells me I can get you a used one with low mileage with a better warranty, but it'll be the same price. So the price stayed the same. And I thought, well, why is the price, why is the price the same? He says, well, you're going to get a better warranty, you're going to get a better deal with this engine, and because this one's all, broken in and all this kind of stuff. So anyway, so I told him, okay, well, I guess we'll go ahead with that. And he says, well, good. So I'll let you know when it comes in and this and that again. So So the rest of the week, he says, I got this engine on the way or it's coming or whatever. So he never called me again. The rest of this week, it ended today, Saturday, and the engine never came in. So,
hey, Bill, we got to go to break. Can we have you hold and talk to you after the break? We'll finish this. We're not going to give up on you. Just let us get through the break, all right?
All right.
All right. Thank you. We're listening to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Brad Pollock and Bob Leonard in the studio. We're going to talk to Bill about that mechanic issue. You can call us at 303-713-8255. We've got a few lines open. Give us a call. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Brad Pollock, Bob Leonard in the studio today. We're going to take your calls as they come in. We were talking to Bill, but just before we go back to Bill, we're going to talk about my favorite restaurant and where I like to go hang out on the deck and have at times the specials. But, man, that Southern Bowl, I just can't get away from it, Eric. How are you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
Doing good, thanks.
Good, yeah, and that Southern Bowl is really, really popular, and we've got other things as well on the menu. Our breakfast special is going to be that spice pumpkin pancake that I talked about last week. Those are buttermilk scratch made, and we do have the pumpkin spice in those. We're going to run those all the way through the end of November, so make sure you get in. You get plenty of time, but make sure you get in and check those out. And then we're going to do another breakfast special called a breakfast nacho. We're doing a platter of blue corn tortillas. We're going to load that up with scrambled eggs, mixed cheese, green chilies, bacon, tomatoes, onions, cilantro, guacamole, big platter of breakfast right there. That's a breakfast nachos. That'll be the breakfast special for the next 2 weeks. And then our lunch special is a different one. We're doing a white cheddar chipotle-infused macaroni and cheese bowl. So that's white cheddar macaroni and cheese with a little bit of chipotle base in there. We're going to load that up with some pico de gallo, again, the guacamole and the cilantro. Come on down, check that out. That's a brand new one. We just tried it out the other day. Really, really good. And every Monday and Friday, as always, we do the early bird special for $6.99. which is two eggs, ham, bacon, or sausage, your choice, and you get toast or tea or pancakes on the side with that. That comes with hash browns. That's only $6.99. Tons of things, and like you said, Brad, the patio is open. The crafts and mimosas are only $13.50. The umbrellas are up. I think I saw 77 for the high today. Beautiful weather for Colorado. Plenty of reasons to come down. Flat screens are on. Sports are on. Come check us out.
Eric.
Yes.
I'm going to have to come get that macaroni and cheese lunch, okay?
A Mile High Southern and a macaroni and cheese bowl. We got that for you right here.
Yeah, how much more can a man ask for? You know, I eat that Mile High Southern for lunch, for breakfast. I don't even have to eat lunch again. I can go all the way to dinner. It is so good, and it's so filling, and, man, it is just perfect. I just love it.
Absolutely, and it's scratch-made. It's hearty. It's really good for you. Tons of things to check out on top of that. We got the chocolate chip pancakes. We got the cream cheese pancakes. We got the cheesecake pancakes. All kinds of stuff to check out down at Caitlin's Restaurant, guys.
Hey, Eric, where are you located?
Guys, that's going to be 4379 East Mississippi Avenue. Now, that's one block east of Colorado Boulevard. That is the newly renovated Glendale Shopping Center. Guys, come on, check it out. You will love it every by the way.
I appreciate it, Eric. You have a good day, buddy. I'll be down there.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. You're listening to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Brad Pollock, Bob Leonard in the studio. We're going to stay right with the phones. Our phone number is 303-713-8255. We're going to talk to Bill here, and then we'll move to Ed. But let's finish off Bill. Bill, so you got this mechanic who keeps playing games about what he's going to do with your engine.
Right. And I, like I said, it's been a month now, almost. This coming week, it'll be a month. And he hasn't turned a wrench at all. So, like I said, we gave him a credit card. He took $2,000 from that. And ordered the new engine. He said it'll be here in a week or whatever, and then never showed up and all that.
Okay, you're not to give him any more money. Let's start with that. Don't give him any more money. Second of all, we may be flagging this with the credit card to reverse that, okay? Because it doesn't sound like he's gotten you an engine. It doesn't sound like he's done anything to get you an engine. It doesn't sound like he's even got you to a place where you can get an engine I'm doubting right now, without ever talking to the guy, I should give him the benefit of the doubt, but I'm doubting he even has talked to anybody about getting an engine or he has anything ordered.
Well, is his car drivable?
Yes, it is. I drove it in.
So you take it to another shop?
He doesn't have it in the shop. He has it in his parking lot. and it's blocked in now with a bunch of other cars that he parked around it. So I can't even drive it out of there. But I don't know what steps to take to get my money back without causing a problem. So.
Well, we're going to take the steps for you. Okay, we're going to get your name and number off the air, and we're going to call them, we're going to talk to them, and we're going to get your car back, and you're going to get your money back, and we're going to help you with the credit card company, too. This guy has taken your car, but he hasn't done anything, and if he had solid stuff, he wouldn't be blocking your car. He's obviously holding your car, and there are some real issues here, and this guy may have to end up talking to the district attorney down there, because this got me concerned. That $2,000 was trust money. It was supposed to be given to you. You gave it to him for getting you an engine. You don't have an engine. Yeah. You don't have a car. You don't have an operable car. He hasn't done anything on the job. He's left you without transportation. Like you said, he hasn't turned a wrench. He keeps talking about it, but he doesn't get anything done. That's not acceptable.
Yeah.
There are really good mechanics out there that do a good job. He's not one of them.
I had heard that he was okay. One of my neighbors told me he was a diesel mechanic in that, and I said, well, my car ain't diesel, but I'm going to talk to him and see what he can do. So he said, yeah, he's a good mechanic and this and that, but I got to tell you the truth. Every time I go there, he's in his office. He's not even out in the working.
Does he have other employees?
I haven't seen anybody. I don't know that he does.
He's alone in his office taking your money and not working on your car.
So that's where I'm at, and I'm just getting frustrated. I lost sleep from it because I'm trying to figure out how to do this calmly and not get frustrated too much to where we get into confrontation. I'm just trying to get my car back.
Well, you leave the
out of the whole situation, you know.
You leave the confrontation with us. That's what we're there for. Lawyers are supposed to take care of the confrontations while the client gets some remedies. And here's what I want you to do. I'm going to have you give your name and number to Kevin off the air, okay?
Yep.
We're going to call you this week. We're going to get it set up. We're going to make some calls to this mechanic. We're going to get your car back, and we're going to get your $2,000 back. All right, buddy?
I appreciate it.
It shouldn't really be that hard to get this car repaired.
You just hold and give your number, and we'll take care of it for you, all right?
Okay, thank you.
Okay. You're listening to the Bell and Polk Legal Show. We're going to stay right with the phones. You can call us at 303-713-8255. We're going to go to Ed. We do have lines open, so you can feel free to give us a call. Talk to us. Let us know what's going on. And Ed, what's the situation with your daughter? What's going on, buddy?
Well, apparently, like 12 years ago, she bought some jewelry.
Okay.
I don't know all the details, but the bill now is at $5,000. They said they've gone through the courts. She went, and they've had her paycheck taken from her work. And I'm just thinking, she's never been notified about going through court. You know, I've lived at the same address. The address that they put down on the paperwork, she's never lived at. I just think, you know, they've just been sitting on it, and it's at $5,000 now.
How old is your daughter?
31.
And this has been going on for 12 years?
And she knew nothing about it. She told me.
So she would have been 19 at the time she got the jewelry?
Apparently, yes.
Oh, no. Is your daughter, you're talking the Denver metro area.
Well, she was living up there off of, just off 88th Avenue, I think it was.
Okay.
And now she lives in Fort Morgan.
All right. And has she been making payments all this time?
No. Apparently she just forgot about owing that money to the jewelry store, and it's just been accumulating, and now it's at $5,000. From $200 to now it's at
$5,000.
It stepped in and taken her paycheck.
You almost, it's not very often I'm caught without words. She started out with a couple $100 worth of jewelry. It's grown into a $5,000 bill. They haven't talked to her. They haven't come after her. They didn't do anything. All of a sudden, she's got some kind of judgment against her where they're taking money out of her paycheck?
Yes.
And do you know if she'd been making payments?
know, or she wouldn't. Well, the only thing she knows is a month ago they took out, you know, $290, and yesterday they took another $290 out.
Okay. This, you know, there's a statute of limitations.
For 12 years, it's been nothing.
There's a statute of limitations that would have applied if they were trying to collect that bill 12 years later. They can't do that unless she gave them permission or extended it. If they went in and got a judgment against her without giving her proper notice, then that needs to be looked at, because, you know, your lawsuits are made for giving everybody notice and having everybody get their day in court. I'm a plaintiff's lawyer, but I believe the defense has the right to present their case, and everybody has the right to have their day in court. That's what we're for. This is a situation that is just totally unacceptable, it sounds like.
I agree.
Okay. We need to help your daughter. Okay.
Okay.
Now, you know, you got to, we'll take your name and number off the air, and that won't be a problem. But what we're going to want to do is we're going to want to talk to her. So if she has any of the paperwork, we need to know about it. Okay. If she has any documents, we need to know about it. Is the jewelry company, jewelry store, a main company? Is it one of the big ones, or is it?
I can't answer that, sir.
Okay.
If I could answer it, I would, sir.
Oh, no problems. We just want to find out who it is and find out how they got this judgment. Normally, they would have used collection lawyers, but even adding on a $200 bill of growing to $5,000 is outrageous. I'd like to see what kind of financing documents she signed and what she did, because there might have been financing, but she was only 19 at the time, for gosh sakes.
What county are you in?
I live in Morgan County.
Okay, let's take care of it for you. I want you to hold. I want you to hold and give this stuff to Kevin so he can take care of it, and we'll get in touch with you this week. Okay.
Okay.
Ed, thanks, and you have your daughter ready, because we may have to call her. But so tell her we're going to be dealing with her. Okay.
Okay, I do. Thank you, sir.
All right, my man. Thank you. You're listening to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Brad Pollock, Bob Leonard in studio. We're going to take a short break. We're going to come back. Phone number 303-713-8255. The lines are open. You can get in and talk to us. 303-713-8255. He's here. We take a lot of calls where we're going to help you during the week and help you out. If you got a legal problem, your family does, give us a call. Brad Pollock and Bob Leonard in studio. We'll be right back. Cruise up and down this road. Welcome back to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Brad Pollock, Bob Leonard in the studio today. We're going to talk to you about your legal issues. I want everybody to understand this. We've got calls online. If we don't get to you, you make sure you hold on. Kevin will get your number. We're going to call you during the week. We're going to help you out with your problems. We do it for free. So yeah, there's no reason. Just give you your number. If we, for some reason, can't get a hold of you, we want to make sure we are able to talk to you. We're taking your calls in the number in the order in which they were received. The first one is Mike in Longmont. You got a work comp issue, Mike?
Yes, I was injured about 3 years ago on the job, and I had three surgeries. I was given a permanent disability rating of 26. I don't know what that means. However, my issue is the fact that I've been looking for work and giving out my resume, and I did use them as a previous employer. It is on my resume. I worked for them for over 5 years, and I'm not sure how to go about this. The fact that I have a very strong feeling that I'm getting derogatory or negative information about my employment with this previous employer. I have been to interviews. They don't call back. If I do call them back, you can tell by their attitude that it's not good.
Well, Bob.
What was your disability? What were they?
The disability was on my neck, and I went through three surgeries. And so I'm unable to perform that job, and I had to sign the statement saying that I would not seek further employment with them when I recovered.
Did you get a payment from work comp for that?
Yes, it's all settled and everything. I am currently looking for employment.
Okay.
What kind of work?
And I use them. I use them as a reference, and I'm, you know what I mean. I'm getting the gut feeling as from response from potential employers that it was not good.
I was thinking of
having a friend call and getting a reference, but that wouldn't be correct, would it?
Tell me what kind of work you got.
It's industrial.
Okay, is this something that would be an issue with the neck that you might be otherwise compromised and be able to do your job?
I'm not able to continue doing that work.
Okay, so you're looking for other jobs.
I'm looking for work in other capacities, yes.
So before you had to work, were you working doing like machine work or something? That line?
Yes.
Okay, so what this gets down to is you believe your ex-employer is giving you bad recommendations.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, you know what, Mike? We're going to find out for you. You know, the best way we can do that is we'll start going into with people you've applied with and find out if they'll tell us. If they won't tell us, we might just call you the employer. We're going to find out what's going on. Because if you're being blackballed, we need to know it.
What kind of work restrictions did you have coming out of workers' comp?
Lifting and that sort of thing.
So you're looking for a more sedentary job, a desk job.
Right. Well, not necessarily. Something that wasn't exhaustively physical, yeah.
Okay. But what we're going to go over with you is that when we call you and talk to you is how well trained you are to be doing the other type of jobs you're applying for, what would be the reason why you wouldn't be getting the jobs. But, you know, if we've got an ex-employer who's doing that kind of thing, did you have an attorney at your on your work comp case?
Yes, I did. Okay. He was terrific, yeah. It's just terrific, and it's been closed now for over a year.
Good.
And I've been seeking work, and I just keep getting no answer or getting shot down. And I don't find a reason because I was an excellent employee, showed up all the time, never complained, you know, that kind of thing.
Did he talk at all to them about making sure you didn't get bad references? Do you remember him talking about that?
No, I have not. That's why I'm calling you.
All right.
I wasn't sure exactly which direction I should pursue this.
Let us call you off the air. And go over the details. We'll call you this week. We're going to put you on hold and let Kevin take your number, okay?
Thanks, guys. I appreciate your show. Thank you.
Thank you. You're listening to Bell and Paul Legal Show. We're going to stay right with the phones and go in the matter in which or the order that got your call. Remember, if we don't get to you or if we have to cut you off because we run out of time, we will call you this week to go over your issues. Mike, you have a question about a trailer?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. What's up, buddy?
Great. So I bought a boat and a trailer from a guy, and him and his partner said that if I didn't continue to need to use the trailer, that I could bring it back to them, and they would refund me my money for the trailer, not for the boat, of course.
Okay.
But about 3 weeks after I started using the trailer to take the boat into the water, both of the axles broke, both of them at the same time.
Oh.
And so I called him, and he said that they would, in fact, give me my money back. Continued for about 2 weeks to try to get a hold of them to come and get it, gave them the address where it was at. It's in a boatyard just sitting there. The guy's charging me rent for the boat or for the trailer. I buy a new trailer and still couldn't get a hold of them. So finally, about 3 weeks later, I get a hold of him. He says, bring me the trailer, and I'll give you your money back. So I take it 2.5 hours away. I call him up. He says, oh, you know, I had to leave. I had to go out of town for the day, so just leave it there. So I leave it there. I take pictures of it, where it's at. He said, that's fine. And that he would send me the money. 2 weeks go by, never sends me the money. Text back and forth saying, yeah, I'm going to get the money. Sorry, you know. He says, I'll bring it to you. Can you meet me over here? I go over to this place to meet him at, this place to get the money. I drive about an hour out of the way. He never shows up there either. So finally, after a month of back and forth text messages saying he's going to give me the money. He calls me up and says, I'm not going to give you the money. He said he scrapped the trailer and he'll give me the scrap money.
How much are we talking?
So the trailer, I gave him $1,000 for it. He said he'd refund me that. Then he accrued $250 of storage fees. So that's another $250. Plus, then I delivered it to him. It took me, 5 hours to deliver it to him. And, gas money and all this other stuff. I figure he should reimburse me about $1,500.
And what's the amount that he says he'll give you on the scrap trailer?
He didn't give me an actual amount. He said he'll give me the scrap value.
Well, this guy won't talk anything, really. He makes a lot of promises, but he doesn't come through. Well,
what's in writing, Brad? Is anything in writing?
Mike, here's what's going to happen. We're up against the wall on time, so we'll call you this week. We're going to get your name and number and call you. I think you need a demand letter from an attorney saying that if he doesn't do it, we're going to show you your way to the courtroom and do a lawsuit, okay?
Yeah.
So hold on and let's get your name and number, and we'll talk to you this week, okay? Sorry about that, but we are out of time. When that music starts at the end, they give us about a minute to get out, folks, and that's how fast we got to move. You're listening to the Bell and Paul Klegel Show. Brad Paul and Bob Leonard in studio today. We are happy to deal with your calls. As we promised, if we can't solve it on the air, which normally we can't solve them all on the air, most of them we can't, we'll talk to you when we get off the air, but that's what it's all about. You've been listening to the Bell and Paul Legal Show. If you have any personal injury problems, call us 303-795-5900. If you've been hurt by the negligence of another, get a hold of us, bellpaul.com or championsofthepeople.com.